This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, October 6, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week as we head into the weekend. Topic number 5 this week is Ukraine. Now, this is not a map of Ukraine. It is a map of the region around Armenia and Azerbaijan, which may not seem obviously connected to Ukraine, but I think it is. This week, the authorities in the breakaway region of Azerbaijan called Nagorno-Karabakh, which declared an independent republic just a few years ago, announced this week that it was going to dissolve, that it would effectively cease to exist by January 1st of 2024. Nagorno-Karabakh was predominantly Armenian, although as of last Thursday, some 70 to 75% of the Armenians in the territory, about 120,000 people, had moved back to Armenia. You get some fundamental social and religious differences between those two nations. Armenia, basically Orthodox Christian. Azerbaijan is Muslim. And they've been fighting over this territory for the last 100 years. The area on the west side of Armenia there in orange is also part of Azerbaijan. It is isolated, which begs the question, what's going to happen to the southern part of Armenia? But that is a question for another day. This area is on southern, Russia's southern flank. It is below the nation of Georgia in the Caucasus Mountains, and Armenia is an ally of Russia. It is reported that Russia intervened during the most recent flare-up of violence between Azerbaijan and Armenia and basically said, let's resolve this and resolve it now. And the resolution was to dissolve the region of Nagorno-Karabakh. It will become part of the Azeri state once again as of January 1st, Russia putting an end to this in a hurry so that it would not be distracted from what's going on in Ukraine. Meanwhile, CNN is reporting that the U.S., the Biden administration, set to transfer weapons it seized from Iran to Kyiv. U.S. CENTCOM said Wednesday that the process had already started. 1 million seized rounds of Iranian ammunition have been given to Ukrainian military forces so far. Previously, the Justice Department announced over the summer that it had seized some 9,000 rifles, 284 machine guns, 700,000 rounds of ammunition, 70 anti-tank guided missiles, and more. These taken by the U.S. Navy from ships in the Persian Gulf, apparently being trafficked from Iran to the Houthi rebels in Yemen. The Pentagon just days ago announced that it's running out of weapons for Ukraine, that there are only months left of approved supplies. This is not unique to the United States. Other nations in Europe also saying, look, we don't have any more to give. Vladimir Zelensky on Thursday addressed the leaders of Europe at a summit in Spain, saying we can't let Russia win because Russia will go on to attack other nations. Whether that's true or not, it doesn't change the situation on the ground, as Western intelligence sources have been saying privately now for some months, there is no path to victory for Ukraine. It was reported this week that the average age of a Ukrainian soldier on the front lines is now upwards of 40. That is not a recipe for success. Now, I carry no water for Vladimir Putin here, but the bottom line is this. Unless the United States is willing to commit our children and our grandchildren to fighting on the ground for Ukraine, and even then it's not a sure path to victory. The Russians have a lot more tanks, for example, than we do, especially in Europe, and their supply lines would be a lot shorter. If we don't find some path to peace here, this could wind up blowing up into World War III. As I've said, we may one day look back on this as the early stages of the war. The other problem is that by sending just massive amounts of weaponry into Europe, as Interpol has already said, how many of these weapons are going to show up in the hands of criminal organizations or terrorists in Europe? We've seen this pattern before with the weapons that we sent to the Mujahideen in Afghanistan in the 1980s, eventually winding up in the hands of those shooting at American soldiers. Likewise, with the weapons that were sent, captured from Libya and sent to so-called moderate rebels in Syria. Topic number 4, the next speaker. The other big story this week, 8 Republicans in the House voted with Democrats to remove Kevin McCarthy of California as the speaker. He served about 9 months. It's the first time in American history that a speaker has been removed on a motion to vacate the chair. Florida Representative Matt Gaetz filed the motion. Gaetz never supported McCarthy for speaker, said this was his decision prompted by McCarthy's deal with Democrats to pass a short-term spending bill and a secret side deal to come back to allocating more money for the war in Ukraine at a later date. So the House will be forced to vote on a new speaker. This will take place next week as early as Wednesday. It's not clear who's going to have enough votes to take the position. Jim Jordan, Judiciary Committee Chair in the front on that screen there, and Majority Leader Steve Scalise behind him, both have announced their candidacy. The most interesting candidate, perhaps, put forward by, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Donald Trump. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that the Speaker of the House has to be an elected member of Congress. It's hard to imagine Trump getting enough votes, but boy, it would sure be hilarious if nothing else. Topic number three, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a political action committee supporting RFK Jr., is polling his support for a run as an independent candidate for president. Obviously, he's got the political connections, he's got the name recognition, certainly, and he's drawing enough support because of his very outspoken positions on certain very emotional issues, like vaccines, to resonate with a lot of people. What's interesting about the survey conducted by the Super PAC is that Kennedy as an independent might draw more potential votes away from Donald Trump than from Joe Biden. This will be interesting to see how this plays out. Kennedy has not confirmed that he's going to run as an independent, but he's been teasing a major announcement coming up Monday in Philadelphia. So we'll wait and see what happens then. Topic number two, aliens and demons. This is a story that's been floated now for 10 years. Back around 2011, Nick Redfern, who writes on UFOs and other parapsychological and anomalous things, published a book called Final Events, which was about a mysterious group called the Collins Elite. That's not its official name. That was sort of an unofficial nickname given to the group that reportedly existed inside the United States military, the Pentagon. They were a group of Christians who were concerned that the UFO phenomenon was fundamentally demonic. However, the story has been recycled now where a spokesman for the Mutual UFO Network, MUFON, Ron James, was quoted this week in an article in the Daily Star saying that there is a large contingent of people inside the Pentagon who opposed the work of Luis Elizondo, who claims to have been an official inside the Defense Intelligence Agency tasked with investigating UFOs, or UAPs as they're called now, and that this group doesn't want the research to continue because they're afraid these craft are powered by creatures from hell. According to Final Events, Nick Redfern's book, the response put forward by the so-called Collins elite was to force Americans to start following the law of Moses, Torah, in other words, the Jewish schedule of feasts and festivals, because somehow that would neutralize the power of these soul-sucking demonic UFOs. Now, the thing is, we know that Luis Elizondo's story is not quite accurate. There was no organization called ATIP. It was called OSAP. It was defunded by the Pentagon when they realized they were using it, the $20 million to $22 million over 5 years to investigate things like shapeshifters at Skinwalker Ranch and so forth. Anyway, the people claiming that Christians are responsible for shutting down investigation into UFOs are trying to make Christians look foolish. Basically, frightened and foolish, and also to convince skeptics and atheists that we want to take over the world by imposing a theocracy on the United States, as if that would somehow do anything to demons. Look, Jesus didn't even say, if we just follow the law of Moses, the demons will go away. That's not how any of this works. And I would hope, with the funding available to the Pentagon, that they would have access to better theologians than that. Look, not to pat myself on the back, but Josh Peck and I did write a book about this back in 2017, just before this story broke wide, The Day the Earth Stands Still, going into the actual theological basis behind the modern UFO phenomenon, especially when it comes to ancient aliens. The bottom line, these stories are being floated by UFO true believers, to make Christians look foolish. Don't fall for it. Look, there is a biblical explanation for the UFO UAP phenomenon, especially the abductee contactee phenomenon, but it doesn't have anything to do with following rites and rituals. It is all about trusting in the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ. Coming up, well, surprise, surprise, the Biden administration admits Trump was right. I'll explain next on the Friday Five.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Before Genesis Master Collection. When you order the Before Genesis Master Collection from the SkyWatchTVStore.com, you'll receive the brand new book, Before Genesis, The Unauthorized History of Tohu, Bohu, and the Chaos Dragon in the Land Before Time by Dr. Thomas Horn and Donna Howell. In this phenomenal new work, you'll learn about the debate raging between the Old Earth and the Young Earth creationist groups, what the Earth was like during the without form and void era of Genesis 1-2, how ancient archaeological sites like Göbekli Tepe and the Doorway of the Serpent point to an intelligent race of beings on Earth alive before the time of Adam and under Lucifer's fallen influence. And for the first time ever, the conclusion to the events of Genesis that merges all contributing voices from not only the young and old creationist groups, but the scientific community as well, into one balanced and agreeable climax. But that's not all. You'll also receive the amazing DVD, What Lies Beneath, The Lost Secrets of the Watchers Below Göbekli Tepe, featuring archaeologist and author Dr. Aaron Judkins and best-selling author Derek Gilbert as they reveal Göbekli Tepe's historical use as a place of watchers worship, the evidence of a cult that venerated human skulls and reptilian creators, and the links between the god of Göbekli Tepe and the Bible. Also included in this must-have master collection are the digital, downloadable e-book versions of the Earth's earliest ages, unearthing the lost world of the Cloud Eaters, and the Apocrypha, including the Book of Enoch. These three masterpiece works will be available for download immediately when you place your order for the Before Genesis Master Collection and are being included in this offer absolutely free. All of these items hold a retail value of over $85. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity. You can also visit us at SkyWatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Before Genesis Master Collection right now.
Item number one today, well, I bet we never saw this coming. Yeah, they admit that Trump was right. The Biden administration announced on Wednesday of this week that it's going to waive 26 federal laws to allow, wait for it, construction of the border wall in Texas. This is the first time the Biden administration has used executive power that was often used by former President Trump to construct a beautiful wall along the Texas border with Mexico. This will help expedite construction of barriers and roads in Starr County, Texas, which is experiencing, quote, high illegal entry, end quote. This according to a statement by the Department of Homeland Security. Yes, the month of August, we saw a record number of illegals cross the border. We've seen millions come into the country illegally since Joe Biden became president in 2021. During his presidency, Trump diverted billions of dollars in defense and military construction funds toward building the wall. He then had to use emergency powers when Congress refused to fully fund it. But almost immediately upon taking office in 2021, Joe Biden put a stop to it all, declared the southern border. I mean, just seems like just a few short years ago that wall building was racist. Remember those days? Good times. Well, all it takes, apparently, to become a fascist dictator is a couple of years of watching what actually happens when you open up the border and refuse to defend it. And plus complaints from Democratic leaders in places like Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York City. Donald Trump took to social media on Thursday, said he is awaiting an apology from Joe Biden. SkyWatch TV depends on your support to do what we do, and what we do is raise funds for the operation of Whispering Ponies Ranch. You can find out more about the work there with children in the foster care system at whisperingponiesranch.com. During the month of October, for your donation of any amount to SkyWatch TV, we'll send you a copy of the novel Ebenezer. Why is this relevant? Well, because it picks up the story of Ebenezer Scrooge from Christmas morning onward. What happened after Christmas to Ebenezer? Donna Howell wrote this. It is brilliant And we will send you a copy if you're in the U.S. or Canada for your donation of any amount during October. More information online, skywatchtv.com. Look for the red donate button. Or you can go to skywatchtvstore.com. Follow the link there or call us toll-free during business hours, 844-750-4985. Time is not a constant, believe it or not, neither is the speed of light. How does that affect our understanding of the age of the Earth? The Earth is young. The Earth is old. Guess what? They're both right. We explain on this week's Skywatch TV program. Don't miss this six-week investigative series to what happened before Genesis. I was honored to be on the panel, and you can catch the program right now. It's available at our website, skywatchtv.com. Our Roku or Apple TV channels, you'll find it there as long as you've got the Skywatch TV channel on your set-top box. Our broadcast schedule, if you watch over the air, skywatchtv.com/channels, or better yet, download our app to your smartphone or tablet. If you've got a relatively recent smart TV, you can cast the video from our app to your TV using Google's Chromecast, Apple's AirPlay. It brings all of our video content right into your hands and bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech. It comes from our servers to you. And so we think that's really the way to go. It's got other features too, like an audio Bible with multiple translations, news updates three times a week, a calendar of upcoming events, and more. All in the palm of your hand, whether you're carrying an iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire device. We've got links to their app stores to make sure you get the version that's right for your device at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the Friday Five. 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV.